Now, in conclusion, with respect to the Garden of Eden, when I was in Madrid, I had about 2 weeks in Madrid, and I spent one of them in the Prado Museum. This is one of the great, great experiences in the world. It's a museum that was put together at the time of the great period of the painters of the late Renaissance and Baroque. And you go through, and everything's on a very high level. And then you think, well, everything's on a very high level, so it is. And then you come to a room where it's gone up a notch, and that's a room with about 5 Titians in it. A Titian, you must know, lived to be 101 years old. And the picture that I'm going to speak about, he painted when he was about 92. And the name of the picture is The Fall of Man. And the picture is so wonderful that Rubens painted an almost exact duplicate of it, which is hung 4 rooms down the line. Now, this picture is another way of reading the fall in the Garden of Eden. Here's this great tree in the center. On the viewer's left is Adam, seated on a rock, looking up at the tree. On the other side is Eve, standing with a beautiful, yearning expression in her face, reaching for the apple. The apple is being presented to her from that side of the tree. She's over here, the tree is here, and from here she sees the apple presented to her by the torso of a little child, a little baby. She's reaching with yearning for the child. What does Adam see, seated here, looking this way? Here is the tree, and what he sees are the double tails of a serpent. That is to say, the serpent in the aspect of exciting fear, the serpent in the aspect of exciting desire, Eve filled with desire, Adam with fear, reducing this to the comic. She sees the child, he sees the doctor's bill, and his hand is up, as though to say, be careful, dear. Now, this is one of the loveliest presentations of the human, you might call it, family perplex that you could imagine. And it is noble, it is great, it is where we are. The world with its joy, the world with its terror. The two things are of one being. Life is not going to be split into two. It's always these two together. And the affirmation of life is the affirmation of that serpent's tail as well as the lovely little babe. And these two have affirmed life. And this wonderful Titian, the age of 92, looks back at the world of man, and this is what he sees. Now here's a lovely humanistic rendition of the problem of the Garden of Eden. So I've tried to present a sort of example, a sort of test case for the interpretation of symbolic forms. And I hope you'll feel perfectly free to read any form you ever see, any way you want to do it. And what you'll realize is that that will be a symptom of your own spiritual condition and have very little to do with the value of the form itself. With that, I close my formal presentation and will accept questions as long as we can hold out here.
You've been listening to Interpreting Symbolic Forms, the first talk by Joseph Campbell in the series entitled Myths and the Masks of God. This recording was authorized by the Joseph Campbell Foundation and produced by Electronic Educational Programs. Our theme music is by Acoustic Alchemy. For more information on the work of Joseph Campbell, please call the Foundation at 1-800-330-MYTH, or you can contact us on the World Wide Web at jcf.org. I'm Maura Vaughn. Thank you for listening.